Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Tuesday morning. 36 degrees right now. Former President Jimmy Carter in the hospital again after falling and fracturing his pelvis Monday at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter Center spokeswoman Deanne Coniglio described the fracture as minor. Her statement said the 95-year-old is in good spirits and looking forward to recovering at home. This is the third time Carter has fallen in recent months. A Republican attempt to punish one of the House Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry fails.
Arizona Republican Andy Biggs introduced a resolution to condemn and censure House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
Whereas Chairman Schiff concealed his dealings with the whistleblower from the rest of the Intelligence Committee.
Democratic leaders immediately moved to table that resolution, effectively killing the censure resolution with a party line 218 to 185 vote. Schiff wrote in a tweet, House Republicans lacked the courage to confront the most dangerous and unethical president in American history. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Prosecutors say a computer software engineer has admitted to making threatening cyber attacks against websites that criticized the Wichita attorney's work.
37-year-old David Dorsett pleaded guilty Monday to two counts of making threats via the internet. Dorsett admitted in his plea that he had contacted lawyer Brad Pistotnik in 2014, offering reputation management services. The U.S. Attorney's Office said in a news release Pistotnik wanted negative postings removed, including a Kansas Supreme Court disciplinary opinion. Dorsett sent an email barrage to legal.com and ripoffreport.com, demanding they remove the information and threatening to target advertisers. Prosecutors say Dorsett billed Pistotnik for sending the threats. Pistotnik paid him the same day. Sentencing for Dorsett was set for January 6th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita driver has been arrested in a crash that killed a passenger. The Wichita Eagle reports Sedgwick County jail booking records show 21-year-old Eric Lane Turner, Jr., taken into custody Saturday. He had a warrant for charges of reckless involuntary manslaughter, failure to stop at the scene of an injury accident, and driving while suspended in the crash that killed 21-year-old Leon Turner. The American Civil Liberties Union is getting involved in the suspension of a high school student near Portland, Maine.
The controversy started with the suspension of Cape Elizabeth High School sophomore Ayla Mansman after she posted a note in a bathroom last month that said, "There's a rapist in our school and you know who it is." School administrators say the note amounted to bullying, but an ACLU lawyer says the note represents protected free speech and the suspension will have a chilling effect on victims coming forward. Mansman and the ACLU are taking the school district to court to try to convince a judge to overturn her three-day suspension. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
An Illinois judge has decided it was a hate crime committed by a man in 2018 in his comments about someone's T-shirt.
Timothy Tribus telling a judge that he feels extremely embarrassed about what he did to a woman who was wearing a T-shirt with a Puerto Rican flag on it last year. That woman is Mia Irizarry, who testified the 63-year-old man criticized, even harassed her about the shirt that she wore at a park. Tribus has now been sentenced to 2 years probation, along with 200 hours of community service. He confessed that he was drinking at the time. The court has deemed this a hate crime. John Saucier, Fox News.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, there are approximately 15,600 nursing homes in the U.S. with about 1.3 million residents. Smart Asset did a study ranking all 50 states for the best nursing homes, and Kansas did well. A.J. Smith with Smart Asset says Kansas was 18th in their study. Smith says the Sunflower State has both strengths and weaknesses in the survey when it comes to money.
It was the 13th worst figure for the average fine amount at $23,526. But there were some metrics that stood out for Kansas on the positive side. One very important one is obviously the cost of nursing home care. When it comes to the average cost of nursing home care in Kansas, the average is about $64,970. That's the sixth lowest.
Arkansas was the best state in the study. New Mexico was the worst. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Dry and quiet weather is going to persist over the next couple of days, and it won't be as windy as it was yesterday. Sunny up to 65 for the high this afternoon. Clear and cool tonight. Our low 46. Tomorrow's high near 70. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, west wind at 6 miles per hour and 36 degrees. It's chilly out there. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS 835. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle get real about life in a new documentary.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle open up in a new documentary revealing what life is really like in Harry and Meghan, An African Journey. In the doc, which premiered on ITV in the UK, Meghan talks about what her friends told her when she first started dating Harry.
We're really happy because I was so happy, but my British friend said to me, I'm sure he's great, but you shouldn't do it because the British tabloids will destroy your life.
The couple is now embroiled in a lawsuit against the tabloids, which also called out a rift between the royal brothers that turns out to be true.
We don't see each other as much as we used to.
The doc premieres in the United States on Wednesday at 10 Eastern on ABC. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's get up close with some celebrities.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Paul Rudd and Aisling Bea of the Netflix series Living With Yourself, in which Rudd plays a guy who goes to a spa and comes home with a clone, one that keeps showing him up. Rudd mostly used an earwig to play both Miles, so watching it back, he was relieved to see the final version.
Well, I was happy that it worked. Most of the time when I was doing scenes with myself, there was no stand-in. We would take a lot of time trying to set the eye lines and hope that those would work, and I was listening to myself talk in an earwig, so you hope for the best. We were figuring it out as we went along, and so when we saw it and it was like, okay, it does look like two very different people in the same shot, it's gratifying.
Bea also shares how she feels the high concept show is relatable, as it has people wondering what they would do in Miles' shoes.
My favorite things to watch are seeing characters who could be you, and you go, what would you do in that scenario? So many people are asking us, like, what would you do? And that's when you're onto something.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Tommy is coming back to Broadway.
See me.
Tommy, the musical from The Who, will rain down on Broadway once again when it returns to the Great White Way in 2021. The musical, which won 5 Tony Awards, is based on the 1969 concept album, which tells the story of a British Army captain's son, Tommy, who is traumatized into deafness and blindness and subjected to neglect and abuse and drugs before finding fame as a pinball champ and eventual spiritual leader. The 1975 Ken Russell film starred The Who's Roger Daltrey in the lead role with Elton John, Tina Turner, and Jack Nicholson. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I was in Tommy. That was my professional acting debut.
How about that?
Yeah, that's
terrific.
A special show for me. Let's take a look at a heavy metal Christmas album.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
When you think of Rob Halford, the lead singer of Judas Priest, you might automatically conjure up images of leather, motorcycles, and screaming lyrics. And while the heavy metal icon is best known for all those things, he's also revealing a softer side as he releases a new video for his song, Morning Star, from his new Christmas-themed album, Celestial.
Morning Star is shining.
The new album features his brother, sister, and nephew on a series of seasonal songs. With Morning Star, fans have a rare opportunity to hear Halford sing a slower-paced song than most of his output. Halford tells Billboard he doesn't think this kind of family holiday record thing has been done before in the heavy metal arena. He says, sure, there were the Osmonds and the Partridge family, but not a heavy metal Halford holiday family affair like theirs. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
I love this one here. Francis Ford Coppola and Martin Scorsese bash Marvel movies.
Francis Ford Coppola is now weighing in on the Marvel controversy that began to swirl when director Martin Scorsese said that it was not cinema. Coppola was quick to state that he thinks Scorsese is right. Quote, because we expect to learn something from cinema. We expect to gain something, some enlightenment, some knowledge, some inspiration. Adding, I don't know that anyone gets anything out of seeing the same movie over and over again. The remarks prompted outcries from Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn, Josh Whedon, Kevin Smith, and more. Scorsese reiterated those same remarks at a recent premiere of his latest The Irishman, which hits theaters November 1st. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
He's right. I mean,
I think I tend to agree with them.
Yeah.
More than disagree. All right.
I wonder what it says now that we as a people, we like to go back and see shows we've already seen. Even I, you know, we'll do it if it's a episode of Frasier or something.
We all anyway. Do that. Yeah, I do that. We all do that. Okay.
That's all you do. You love that Turner Classic movie. That's all you talk about.
Oh, TCM, yeah. All right, Ted, sorry to interrupt you.
Hey, former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer still on Dancing with the Stars. He got critiqued last night by Judge Len Goodman on ABC.
Sean, I admire your tenacity and your hard work. Dancing doesn't come easy to you, but you come out every week and give it your all.
Thank you.
For that, I respect you.
Speaking of which, some of the action last night from Conan O'Brien on TBS.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney is in trouble for comments he made about Ukraine. Yeah, Mulvaney said, look, I'm just here for a couple of months so I can go on Dancing with the Stars. So,
all right. 70 years ago on this day, Wichita movie theaters, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon.
Ooh, John Wayne.
John Wayne, Oscar-winning film, the middle of John Ford's Cavalry trilogy. Budget of $1.6 million. It was one of the most expensive westerns ever made at that time. It was a huge hit for RKO. Film won an Oscar for Best Color Cinematography. John Wayne, of course, in this. Ben Johnson, Harry Carey Jr. John Wayne got nominated for an Oscar that year, but it was not for Yellow Ribbon. It was for Sands of Iwo Jima. But Wayne always thought he did a better job in Yellow Ribbon.
He was good.
The cast and crew lived in pretty primitive conditions in Monument Valley, Arizona. Most of them slept in dirt floor cabins that only had a communal cold water drum shower. The film was completed ahead of schedule and under budget by John Ford.
Captain Nathan Biddles.
Uh-huh. Good movie.
Retiring, yes.
Celebrating its 70th anniversary today.
Sure.
10 years ago on this day, the death of Soupy Sales at the age of 83. Guy that did a lot of TV, children's TV shows, Pie in the Face became his trademark.
Yep.
Here's a little bit of Soupy Sales. When Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and Trini Lopez showed up on the show and they did a sketch in which Soupy was a waiter.
Now, let's find out what we want to eat.
Yeah, what?
Is there any soup in the menu?
Yeah, but we wiped it off.
Is that you? Do you serve women in this restaurant?
We certainly do.
Well, bring me a long, tall, cool blonde, will you?
Hey, no, seriously, I would like to have some frog's legs. Would you bring me some frog's legs?
Frog's legs, right. Yeah. How about you?
How's your egg foo young?
Well, it's not egg, it's not young, it's just foo.
corny, crummy, but he was funny.
Soupy right. Sales.
He tried so hard.
He passed away 10 years ago on this day. All right, we'll finish up with a couple from The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
According to a new poll out today, Mayor Pete is surging in Iowa. The just passed Bernie Sanders is now right behind Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. And the thing that sets him apart from those three is that he actually knows how to find that poll on a smartphone.
And we'll finish up with one more from Fallon.
The FDA just announced that over 95% of baby food they tested had traces of metal in it. But on the bright side, your mom wasn't lying when she said, here comes the airplane.
Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, they repair professional major appliances. They do most makes and models.
You bet.
Yeah, if you've got an appliance that's in trouble, you need this phone number right here. Call Terry. Make an appointment. 409-1525. They do fantastic work. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Postponing the rollout of a new airplane. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up with that with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.